Barrhead. Main Street in downtown Barrhead will be transformed into a huge carnival with games, performances, food and activities for all ages this Saturday, June 17, as part of the Barrhead Street Festival. Shannon Breslin, who sits on the volunteer committee that organizes the event, said the purpose of the Barrhead Street Festival is to offer a low-cost day out for families to enjoy within the community. This amazing annual event is planned by a committee of volunteers who are always thankful to local businesses, the County Barrhead and Town of Barrhead for their support, as an event this size would not proceed without their sponsorship, she said. The day starts off with a pancake breakfast from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at the St. Anne's Parish Hall, which is being used as a fundraiser for the Barrhead Public Library. Most of the action then takes place between 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. along Main Street. Some of the all-day attractions include mini-golf, a toy train that children can ride in, face painting, caricature artists, a petting zoo, carnival games, pedal cars, bouncy house inflatables, a dunk tank, spray tattoos, a goat candy cart, and a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. There are also certain events taking place at specific times, like a watermelon eating contest from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., a Footworks Dance Academy presentation from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., donut decorating from 12:30 p.m. to 2 p.m., an acro and aerials presentation from 1 to 1:30 p.m. and a chopped competition from 2 to 3 p.m. A balloon artist will also be on hand from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Mickey and Minnie Mouse will visit the festival from noon to 3 p.m. Also, there will be a couple of areas set up for live entertainment by Peyton Anderson from 1 to 2 p.m. and the folk duo Sauvage Plain from 2 to 3 p.m. Admission to the street festival is by donation to the Barrhead Food Bank, and there will be donation bins located at the Firefighters Barbecue and at the Family and Community Support Services, FCSS, parking lot. Breslin said the committee worked hard to keep the festival as low cost as possible, though things like the pancake breakfast and hot dog cart will require monetary donations. Some of the activities might have minimal charges, depending on the activity, but we try to keep it as minimal a cost to the families that are attending as possible, she said. Breslin said the day will be going ahead rain or shine, as many of the attractions have been booked months in advance. Kevin Berger, Town and Country Today.com.